Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where Democrats are believing increasingly that there's nothing they can do to push Joe Biden aside. He seems determined, and there's lots of writing about this recently, to run for president a second time, even if his health is not the greatest and his age makes him a very dubious standard bearer. But one thing that he could do to increase his chances of having at least a close and very competitive election is to have a better and more adequate running mate. We'll talk to reporter Chris Saliza about the Kamala question and possible answers that might actually work for that particular dilemma. But first up, we have a Call of the Week classic.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. Like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is... The winner is from September 2010, and James in Milwaukee, who is attempting to explain his formula. For what? Listen, try to figure it out.
Okay, I got a formula for all you religious people. I would like for you to figure out your great-grandparents and how many you had in the past. And it's an amazing number. If you go back to Jesus' time 2,000 years ago, which would be your 20th grandparent, it's in the millions. 2,097,152. Now, back to Islam, it's manifest destiny, isn't it? Where the idea that it is the will of God for the United States to extend from the Atlantic to the Pacific. In other words, they're carrying out, you know, the manifest destiny. The finances behind them right now are the same finances that were probably behind the structure of manifest destiny back in 1846, 1848.
What are you talking about?
To make it clear, you got to look at the religious theory that I have.
Uh-oh.
And that's to figure out your great-grandparents. Okay? Now, obviously, that...
What do you mean, figure out your great-grandparents?
Well, this is my point, that 2,000 years ago, you alone, your relatives totaled in the millions. I want you to listen. 3,000 years ago, you personally, Mike, your grandparents, your 30th grandparent totaled 4,294,967,296.
I don't think
Mike,
so.
It don't stop there.
No, it does stop
there.
There weren't that many people on Earth at that time.
I can't let the man continue with fuzzy math.
Four to make those two.
Somehow your math is wrong. You got to go back to the computer.
You alone had that many relatives. When the caveman peeked out of the cave, he's seen... Want me to tell you exactly what he's seen? They're alive.
What did the caveman see when he peeked out of the cave?
4,000 years ago, he seen 1,099,511,626,176 of your grandparents.
Oh, stop it!
Yeah, only if
that's
he was drinking a lot.
You sounded drunk or something on the radio.
More than 1 trillion people on the planet.
Please hang up and try your call again.
Jamie in Milwaukee. Jamie, what is it now? Can you make some sense here?
Yeah, Mike. Why'd you hang up on me, Mike?
Because you weren't making any sense. You were talking idiocy.
If you believed you had a mom and dad, and you believed they had moms and dads, then take it back logically in a formula that would say, well, when were they born? Because every mom was alive giving birth to all the children during the segments of my formula.
Okay, your formula somehow doesn't work.
Take it back logically in a formula that would say 2,097,152. 4,200. $1,094,967,296. $1,099,511,626,176.
This call is worthwhile to you, even though it's not worthwhile to me or to any of our listeners.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a mistake at the heart of the caller from Milwaukee's approach here. What he's trying to do is to say that basically every individual has two parents. But what he's forgetting is every individual also has brothers and sisters. And most families, over the years, over the millennia, it isn't just two parents that it takes to produce somebody, and then those two parents, it would have required four grandparents. You have families with lots of kids, and the population of the world has not been going down. I mean, it's never gone down. And it may, that's a real problem, and we have a real problem with, particularly in countries like Russia and Japan, where they're not producing enough kids. But thank God that that hasn't been a problem over human history. And anyone who thinks that there were at one point a trillion people, that's 1,000 billion people, who lived on planet Earth, who's actually used mathematical formulae to produce this idea that there were a trillion people living on this planet. I'm not sure that the planet, particularly with the limited technology that existed millennia ago, that it could have supported a trillion people. Certainly not if if they had the same approach toward human comprehension that we just heard. Meanwhile, there's a fascinating piece that appeared, and that I think has a very, very important message. It's a piece by a 16-year-old boy who's in high school now. His name is Gideon Modisette. And the piece is called "You Can Be Addicted to Weed." I was when I was 12. And it tells a scary and alarming story. And the subtitle says, "Boomers who fought for legalization have no idea how dangerous marijuana is today." Because it's very different today from the way that marijuana was back in the 60s or 70s, when often the older generation got hooked. And yes, it is possible to get hooked and to become addicted to this particular drug. And here's what he writes at the end of his piece. He says, "Here's the reality. I don't know anyone 15 or 16 today who hasn't smoked. And they all know it's not like their father's or grandfather's weed. It's much stronger, and the consequences of smoking are getting worse. Marijuana use disorder, as the experts call it, is now 4 to 7 times likelier among people who smoke when they're minors. Cannabis-related hospitalizations have increased significantly in the past decade, tripling among 18 to 25-year-olds. Meanwhile, older people with hazy memories of getting high in their dorm rooms 4 or 5 decades ago insist weed is safe, a recreational drug. The message seems to be that it's weird or backward to say anything bad about weed. I'm now 16, he says, the same age that Martin was when we met, and tomorrow is the eve of Rosh Hashanah, the start of the Jewish New Year. And even though I'm not especially religious, I've been looking forward to the high holidays for months. Why? To make a resolution, to not make a difference, citing his own experience to other people. A very appropriate way to honor the upcoming Jewish New Year. So what do you do with Kamala Harris? We'll confront that with Chris Saliza coming up on the Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it's a good time to confront the Kamala question. And what is the Kamala question? The question that has been put forward by a lot of commentators, including David Ignatius, who we talked about yesterday. The Kamala question is, how do you get her off the ticket? Why is that particularly important? And what is likely to happen about it? Those are questions that are confronted in a very provocative piece by Chris Saliza, a veteran reporter. His information is posted at our website. You can read his most recent commentaries at chrissaliza.substack.com. He's the author most recently of a book that's great fun to read. It's called Power Players, Sports, Politics, and the American Presidency. Okay, the reasons that people think that Kamala needs to go, there are two reasons that, you lay them out in your piece. Number one, that she is simply not well-liked by a majority of the country, which is a major problem, you say, when voters have big concerns about Biden's age. And the other point you make is related. She is in a position unique among our vice presidents historically, you write. The man under whom she serves is 80 years old. So why do you think it is unlikely, given all this, that Joe Biden can do anything to replace his vice president with a more effective, more attractive to voters option?
Sure. Thanks for having me. So I think the answer to that I can sum up in one word: chaos. I think if Biden did try to swap Kamala Harris out, I think it would give off the whiff of panic, of needing to change the team right before the game starts. I think there are, as you laid out, I think there are real questions surrounding Harris and surrounding what she can bring to the ticket. You know, does she hurt the ticket? I just think the message that would be sent by substituting her off the ticket, not to mention the potential damage that could be done with African-American voters. Obviously, Kamala Harris, the first black woman to ever be vice president. I just think it's too big a risk and sends too much of a message of chaos and panic. So I think at the end of the day, look, is there a world in which Joe Biden thinks about it? Sure. Is there a world in which he does it? I'm much more skeptical of that.
Well, you bring up the point in your piece, which is true, is that there was reporting that said that when Barack Obama was getting ready to run for re-election in 2012, and everybody knew there was going to be a competitive race for him to win a second term, that he was thinking about dumping Joe Biden from the ticket,
right,
and replacing him with Hillary Clinton. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, the thinking was, you know, Biden is kind of, it's funny, this is a long time ago, but Biden's kind of old, he doesn't bring that much to the ticket, is there someone who could bring more? I mean, this is a perennial, quadrennial question. Every 4 years, whoever the VP, whoever the president is, and they're running for re-election, the conversation almost inevitably winds up being about, should they replace the VP? I think it's, in some ways, I think it's sort of a fun parlor game. You know, I mean, it's a thing to talk about and think about. I just don't think, I mean, I know for a fact it does not happen nearly at the rate that we say. You know, I can remember going back 2096, every 4 years there is a story that says, like, should George W. Bush change out Dick Cheney for someone more dynamic or someone who helps them more electorally? And it never happens. And so that's another reason why I think Biden doesn't do it. I think this is the time where Democrats are looking at the ticket. They're looking at Biden's numbers. They look at Kamala Harris's numbers, which are worse than Biden's, even though Biden's are quite bad. And they say, God, do we need to do something? Do we need to change something? Can we change something now before it's too late? I think the answer to that is no, you probably can't, because anytime that change would bring problems that either unintended or intended, but problems that you didn't foresee and create other issues for you. So I think at the end of the day, he sticks with the team that he's got.
Okay, but will the Democrats nationwide stick with the Biden-Harris team? This is one of the situations that it seems to me the level of panic on the Democratic side is getting fairly intense, especially
yes,
with the upcoming trial of Hunter Biden. And is it too late for somebody to attempt and say it's Governor Newsom of California or Governor Whitmer of Michigan better. It's one of those governors, and either he or she then picks a running mate in advance and enters the lists and gets into the New Hampshire primary, gets into the South Carolina primary. And so, if that candidate challenges Joe Biden aggressively, is there not a chance that Joe Biden would withdraw?
There's always a chance. I've learned that from the 2016 election of Donald Trump. I never say never. I think it is very, very unlikely. I think Joe Biden is all in on running. I know the establishment of the party, and by establishment, I mean elected officials and the like, are behind him. I think it would be very hard to get in now. It's not impossible. You could still qualify for the ballot, right? So technically, it's still possible. I think it would be a longer shot than you might think. I think it's hard to beat an incumbent president, even one that is damaged, that does have issues about his age and his competence, that Joe Biden does. I still think it would be a long shot. I think Gavin Newsom, I think Gretchen Whitmer, I think they look at this and they say, it's no matter what happens in 2024, the 2028 Democratic race is open, right? If Joe Biden wins again, he's term limited out. Obviously, if Donald Trump or some other Republican wins, the seat will be open. Joe Biden wouldn't run again. So I think they
not at
wait.
Age 86. No,
no, not at age 86. So I think they wait. But again, technically, they can still qualify for the ballot. So technically, it could still happen. I just don't think practically it will.
Right. Now, again, I think about the election of 1968, where Eugene McCarthy did not win the New Hampshire primary. Coming out of nowhere, he got 43% against President Johnson. So he lost in a landslide, 57-43. But that was enough to push Lyndon Johnson out of the race because, I mean, it looked like he was going to have a real fight, and then Robert Kennedy came in. The idea that right now we are condemned to only Biden and only Trump, surely there must be something that Americans can do or at least hope to do in response. The excellent piece by Chris Saliza, The Kamala Question, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show, all across America.
It's open, it's expansive, it's welcoming, it's filled with life.
This is The Michael Medved Show.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Chrysler's former CEO says President Biden's push for electric vehicles is a big reason why U.S. auto workers are striking. Bob Nardelli says Biden's EV agenda has the UAW pushing the panic button.
This is the same president that is mandating EV, which is going to eliminate union jobs, and particularly mandating EVs when there's no infrastructure to have them charged.
Massachusetts is under tropical storm warnings. Hurricane Lee heads towards New England. WFXT in Boston says the hurricane is on track to bring wind damage and flooding to the state this weekend. A tropical storm warning is also currently in effect along the coast from Rhode Island to Maine. The number of deaths from flooding in Libya is now over 11,000. Another 10,000 people were still missing after two dams collapsed near the port city of Derna this week, wiping out entire neighborhoods and washing them out to sea. Dave Collins, USA News.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When we talk about anything radical happening in this election, you wonder, how is that even possible? How could you imagine it? When I say anything radical, I mean if President Trump or President Biden were to withdraw from the race, or one would hope both of them withdraw from the race and let us deal with a new generation of leadership. It really is about time. It's so inconceivable right now because we're so used to this idea that Trump has a lock on the GOP nomination. Biden has a complete lock on the Democratic nomination. Certainly there's going to be no victory for Robert Kennedy Jr. The reason that I think it's way early to jump to that conclusion is because of the example of 1968. Yes, now 1968 was a long time ago, but I think one could argue that 1968 things were more set in stone and the establishment was more powerful than it is today. Today, because of social media, because of the all-day broadcasts and all of the channels, and you have Newsmax and Fox and MSNBC and CNN, and again, you have a whole political industry. But the important thing to remember here is that in 1968, Robert Kennedy declared for president in March of 1968. In other words, we are now in September. Figure it out. If someone were to enter the race for president in March of next year, would that be too late? Well, probably, because you have the Iowa caucuses on January 15th. They have moved the whole date of primaries earlier. But if someone were to announce a race for president, and again, one of the Democrats who may have presidential ambitions, people who have been storing up money for some kind of race at some point in the future, maybe it's the race of 2028, I think it is possible, at least conceivable, maybe not possible, but conceivable, that we could have a situation where someone like Gavin Newsom or the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, or any number of other people could look at this situation, particularly on the Democratic side with Joe Biden, and step forward and offer an alternative. And again, would there be money to do something like that? Probably. And depending on how the polling went and how on the Democratic side the first primary is going to be not the Iowa caucuses, not New Hampshire primary, it's going to be South Carolina. And it's interesting, Joe Biden was concerned enough about the idea of some kind of challenge that he saw to it that they would change the order of the primaries, because last time, you may remember, he won nothing. He did fifth, I think it was, in the Iowa caucuses and sixth in the New Hampshire primary. And then, of course, he won in a landslide with the help of James Clyburn and his friend in South Carolina, and the party came back from a situation where Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders had been the strongest runners in the early primaries. It all means that I think there is more unpredictability left in this presidential race than most people acknowledge. And there's always a good reason, it seems to me, to listen to Chris Christie. He was speaking recently about the war in Ukraine and America's policy toward Ukraine, and it's very important to have his voice out there. And here is Chris Christie on one of the big foreign policy issues of the day, clip two.
I think Joe Biden has given them enough, just enough not to lose, but not enough to win. And so part of what I think we need to do here is to give the Ukrainians the ability to prosecute the war in the way they see fit, and then see how Russia reacts. It may be, once we've armed Ukraine sufficiently for them to meet all of their strategic goals militarily, that Russia still will not concede some of those areas. Well, then that's when you sit down and have a conversation with your ally about what's the best deal we can make here to bring this to a conclusion. But you can't convince them, the Ukrainians, it's in their interest to do that when you haven't given them the ability as they see it, and I think just given the numbers, they're right, to be able to prosecute the war in as aggressive a way as it's being prosecuted against them. And so if we're in, we need to go all in from a hardware perspective.
Okay, and we also need to send a signal. Listen.
The other reason to do that, of course, Jordan, is the message it sends to China vis-a-vis Taiwan and other areas in Asia, that they need to see that we are willing to stand up and allow an ally to have what they need to have to aggressively prosecute their own defense. And China's watching very closely on this front, and we need to send that message both as a country and as an alliance very clearly to them.
Okay, there's also concerning the Kamala question. There was an interchange on CNN between Jake Tapper and Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland, and where he was putting to Representative Raskin exactly a question that Nancy Pelosi had very, very consistently dodged and still would never answer, which is, do you think Kamala Harris is the best possible running mate for Joe Biden? Listen, clip 8.
Do you think Vice President Kamala Harris is the best running mate for President Biden? And what do you make of Speaker Pelosi's answer there?
I mean, there didn't seem to be anything wrong with that answer. Obviously, President Biden, Vice President Harris, Speaker Pelosi for that matter, all of us have been laboring under just a deluge of propaganda, disinformation, and criticism by the MAGA right. This is a rule or ruin faction which takes the position that if they're not going to be able to control the direction of government, they are going to throw grease in the gears to try to shut everything down. And what we're all dealing with right now is this impending September 30th deadline because the MAGA right wants to shut down the government.
You are doing what Speaker Pelosi did, which is not answering the question. Do you think Kamala Harris is the best running mate for President Biden?
Is it, obviously, she gave the right answer. That's President Biden's choice, and I think she's an excellent running mate for President Biden.
Okay. He didn't say the best running mate for President Biden, which I guess he could have said, but it's a tough argument to make. There are some movies that are out today, one of which is extraordinary, both of which are actually pretty enjoyable. We will get to those films. A Million Miles Away, which is going to be showing on Amazon Prime, tells a true story that I hadn't heard before, but it's an inspiring story that it seems to me is exactly what America needs right now. We will get to that and to more. Coming up, A Haunting in Venice 2, the latest from the Hercule Poirot, Agatha Christie, Kenneth Branagh series. All coming up on The MedVed Show.
And we're going to say, we're not having that. We're not playing that.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy, it's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Medved Show, this is not only the Sabbath that begins tonight at sundown through the vagaries of the Jewish calendar. Tonight is also the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year, the beginning of the holiest season of the year, what are called the 10 days of awe, the Yamim Narayim. And that's one of those festive times, particularly when it blends with the Sabbath. It also blends through the accidents of the Jewish calendar with my brother's birthday. My brother Jonathan is born tomorrow, the first day of Rosh Hashanah. By the way, I was born on the first day of Rosh Hashanah too, and so was our third Medved brother, which is a bizarre coincidence, but what does it mean? I don't know, but it means we have something in common to wish each other a happy birthday on. Also, Rosh Hashanah, part of what it celebrates is the creation of the world, and there's actually a passage in the liturgy that talks about the celebration of the birthday, happy birthday to the entire world. There's also this is a Washington Post news alert. The Justice Department and Prosecutor Jack Smith are asking the judge overseeing Donald Trump's federal election fraud trial to impose some limitations on the former president's public comments, saying he's trying to influence or frighten potential jurors. The defendants' repeated inflammatory public statements regarding the District of Columbia, the court, prosecutors, and potential witnesses are substantially likely to materially prejudice the jury pool, create fear among potential jurors, and result in threats or harassment to individuals he singles out, the prosecutors said. There will be a response at some point from Judge Chutkan, but I would guess that that will only be happening next week. Meanwhile, we have the latest from Hollywood. Okay, my favorite movie released this week, and one of my favorite movies released this year, is called A Million Miles Away. It's inspiring, it's touching, it's about family, and best of all, it's a true and patriotic story. It's a story of somebody I had never heard of before, Jose Hernandez. Now, who's that? He's somebody who began life as a migrant farm worker, came up as a little boy from Mexico, with his family. They worked in the fields. He worked in the fields. But from the time of the moon landing, he had become fascinated with a space program. And he nursed this impossible idea of undergoing the transition from migrant worker to astronaut. And, well, you know the answer, because I mentioned that the film is inspiring, and it is deeply inspiring. It's called A Million Miles Away, and it stars Michael Pena, a veteran Hollywood actor, and Rosa Salazar plays his wife, who is a wonderful actress and a wonderful role, who manages to support her husband's dreams in a loving way. Listen.
So, what's your big goal, dream?
I want to be an astronaut.
You're serious?
I've wanted this for almost 30 years.
Every decision I've made with the space program in mind.
Who the hell are you?
Oh, I'm Jose Hernandez, sir. I'm an engineer.
You're the new guy, right? That third floor men's room needs toilet paper.
Going to space. It's a stupid dream. It's never going to happen.
Those people who got into the program, what do they have that you don't?
Over the last 10 years, I've applied to the space program 12 times, and I've been on the verge of giving up after each and every rejection. But you know what, sir? Here I am. So you could turn me down again, but rest assured, I'll be standing here again in a year.
The 12 different turndowns that he got from the space program before he was accepted, that's all true. This is a gorgeously produced film and a tremendous triumph for a young woman named Alejandra Marquez Abella. One of the things that's fascinating about the film is that it has not only a Latino cast, but the writers and the producers and the director are Mexican-American for the most part. The message of the film about the importance of family, the flag-waving love of his new country that inspires Jose Hernandez. By the way, Jose is going to be joining us on the show next week. All of this is intensely watchable, and even for people who aren't interested at all in the space program, this will rekindle your interest that ought to be there. It's rated PG, and by the way, because this begins when the main character is a little boy, there's a special role for an inspiring teacher who made a huge difference in his life. Very appropriate viewing for kids. And A Million Miles Away, 3.5 stars, and almost surely one of the best films of 2023. The Haunting in Venice, which is the other big film released this week, this is in theaters. By the way, A Million Miles Away is available for streaming on Amazon Prime. A Haunting in Venice is the latest from Kenneth Branagh, adapting Agatha Christie with stories, whodunits involving her classic detective with the big mustache, Hercule Poirot. This one follows up on Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile, and this one takes place in Halloween. Now, Poirot has retired. It's supposed to be 1947. The scenes of Venice are haunting and beautiful, and particularly on Halloween night, which is when most of the movie takes place, a little bit creepy. Poirot is brought to a seance on Halloween. The medium who can speak to the dead is played by Oscar winner Michelle Yeoh, who you'll remember from Everything, Everywhere, and All at Once. That's Oscar winner for Best Actress. She plays the medium. Tina Fey is on hand and in the cast. She plays a mystery writer who has written successful books based upon Poirot and wants to get him involved in determining whether this seance really can talk to the dead. Listen, a haunting in Venice.
Everyone who ever lived here falls victim to some tragedy, like her daughter a year ago.
My daughter was my whole life. To hear her voice again, I would give all I have.
If someone wants to be heard, we are here.
That woman called the spirits,
and they answered.
You saw what I saw.
For once in your life, admit that you were up against something bigger than you.
Tonight, we are all afraid. We cannot hide from our ghosts, whether they are real or not.
That, of course, Kenneth Branagh playing Poirot. The film is actually, I think, more successful artistically than either Murder on the Orient Express or Death on the Nile. It's highly watchable. The action takes place in a Venetian palazzo in which a retired opera singer presides. And the way that you are kept guessing, of course, that's the whole idea of a whodunit, is quite fascinating. But this film's also dark. I mean, really dark. And there are some very scary things that happen that make the PG-13 rating, I think, a little bit questionable. However, is it watchable to see Kenneth Branagh, who, don't forget, is one of the best actors in the business, impersonate Hercule Poirot again, who wants very much not to believe in what seems to be mounting up as evidence of the supernatural. 3 stars for A Haunting in Venice. The film includes some acting that's a little bit florid and over the top, but given the material and the somewhat intoxicating mood of the film, people who love Venice will see gorgeous images of that great city. Speaking of gorgeous images, on Monday we're going to be talking about a new children's book written by a member of Congress that shows President Trump as a leader of a fruit rebellion to take over, well, the world of fruit land. And then we'll also be talking to Chris Steyerwald, formerly of Fox, about 5 known unknowns for 2024 and for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.